Well, we're very honored to have on a lot of different people right now. Joining us on the phone is director Adam Collis, and in studio we have David Burchell, Ashley Petros, and Nick Smith. They're here to talk about their film Car Dogs, which will be at the Phoenix Film Festival on Tuesday night. Thank you, everyone, for joining us.
Thank you. Really honored to be on the show. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. So, I did see this film, and it is great. Let me tell our listeners a little bit about it. Patrick J. Adams plays the sales manager at a car dealership who has a chance to get his own dealership and out from under the thumb of his vicious, overbearing father, played by Chris Mulkey, who's in another film we just talked about earlier at the festival, The Surface, by selling 35 cars in a single day. Great cast in this film. George Lopez, Nia Vardalos, who I've always had a crush on. Josh Hopkins, who I think is just brilliant. And Octavia Spencer, they also star. It screens 7:10 p.m. Tuesday night. And, you know, I guarantee that the theater is going to be packed. So, Adam, let's start with you. Tell us, you know, this film is interesting. Tell us about the story behind this film.
Well, there's a very interesting story behind how the film came together. Actually, I am a visiting professor at Arizona State University. I fly in from Los Angeles every week, teach my classes, accrue a lot of Southwest frequent flyer points. And the film program at ASU is just exploding. And at one point, the head of the School of Film, Dance, and Theater, Jake Penholster, he came to me, he said, listen, we've got to get students the opportunity to work on productions and give them a production credit in order to graduate. And he had hoped that I might be able to play some of these students on the capstone films, which are like thesis films. And I said to him, I don't have nearly enough capstone films to take care of that many students. And I jokingly said, but if we made a feature film, we could put them all to work. And Jake, who's just a very great leader, and he took me seriously, and he said, do you have a script that we could do inexpensively? Well, it just so happens that there was a former student of mine that I actually taught in Los Angeles in the very first class I ever taught, and his name was Mark King. And Mark had written this short film script that was just amazing about growing up, his actual experiences growing up on a car lot in Scottsdale, Arizona. And he had actually been a student at ASU. And I said, I said to him when he was my student, turn this into a feature film, because I really think you've got a voice as a writer. He turned it into a feature film. And the next thing I knew, there was all this major Hollywood talent attached to the script. Big agencies were attached to the script. It was a really hot script. But as happens so often in Hollywood, the script, it came together, it fell apart, and it never found its way to the silver screen. So flash forward several years later, and Jake, the head of the program, wants to help give students the opportunity to work on actual film sets and is looking for a script. And I go, what about Mark King, that student? And I call Mark and say, did you ever do anything with Car Dogs? And he said, no, I was never able to put it together. And I said to him, would you like to come back to your hometown to make a movie of the story of your life with a bunch of students from your alma mater? And he said, I would love to do that. And then I went to Jake. I said, look, I got you the script. We've got empty car dealerships all over. This is right in the height of the economic crisis, so we could get a car dealership very inexpensively. But the thing was, the script was so good. I was like, wow, what if we created the first ever feature film internship program where we could give our students the chance to learn, ASU students, chance to learn filmmaking by working side by side with Oscar-winning Hollywood cast and crew? Because I knew the script was good enough that it could attract that kind of cast. Now, of course, they'd have to work for basically free, but what I found was people like Octavia and George Lopez and Patrick and Josh Hopkins, they love the idea of teaching students while making a great film at the same time. And so it was an incredible learning experience for the students. It was definitely the funnest class I've ever taught. And the most gratifying moment of my academic career was the wrap party, when student after student kept coming up to me and thanking me, shaking my hand for this opportunity. It was really, really wonderful experience.
Yeah, Adam, it sounds like a great opportunity, and that's how these three who are joining us in studio got involved. Now, David Burchell, you are a co-producer on the film, right?
Yeah, I actually was Adam's student when I was at ASU. This was before Car Dogs, and that was right around the time Jake spoke to Adam about trying to get a movie to give the students an opportunity. And I started getting involved then, and then I graduated, but I was still kind of helping Adam with trying to get the script off the ground. And then slowly, I was interning for Adam, and then I was his assistant, and then next thing I knew, I was co-producing the movie with them and helping put the business plan together. And it was an amazing experience, and I'm super excited to see it on the big screen.
Oh, yeah. So then you were not a student at the time, right?
No, I was not a student at
the time. You were not a student at the time?
I had graduated, and I was the co-producer, and I helped run the internship program.
Excellent.
And if I could just interject really quick, like, David is someone that I'm incredibly proud of. He was my student, became my teaching assistant, probably the longest running teaching assistant I ever had, became my intern in Los Angeles, learned so much and did so well that he earned a co-producing credit, which is extraordinarily rare to be, you know, a year out of film school and to earn a co-producing credit on a feature film. But he earned it, and that's part of the design of the program. It is a career acceleration program. We want to help students not just learn about filmmaking, but we want to give them the opportunity to advance in their careers faster and to give them people to call when they arrive in Hollywood because they've made some relationships on these movies.
Absolutely, yeah. And then, of course, so Ashley and Nick, you were students at the time, correct?
Correct, yes, we were.
And so tell us a little bit about the opportunity to, you know, one, work on a feature film, and this is not just any feature film. I mean, this has got George Lopez, Nia Vardalos, Josh Hopkins, Octavia Spencer, Chris Mulkey. You know, what was that like? I mean, I know when I was a student, I would have been happy just to meet them. But, I mean, you guys were working with them.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It's just a great opportunity because we get to be with the industry professionals, as well as we still are almost in a safe zone, but we still had to work our butts off to make sure this film got done. And I know we did a great job, and I had an amazing time. I learned so much on set, and it's a wonderful experience. Everybody has to take an opportunity to do this if they're a student.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, definitely an awesome time. I mean, they had all these actors there, and it was day one where they, you know, had to instill you're here to do work.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to make sure that we were on point at all times because these are professionals, and most of us haven't even worked on a set before prior to this. So as soon as day one rolled around, you know, we did all the prep work and we got ready, and that was cool to learn. But once we got day one of shooting, that's when it all kind of hit, and we were all excited, and actors were coming in, and we were dealing with talent. So it was a great time.
Who were you most excited to meet?
Everybody.
By the way, that does include today.
You know, I was actually really pumped for George Lopez to make his first appearance.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually a really quiet guy, contrary to what you might think. Just I guess that's his personality.
Super humble.
He keeps it
very humble.
He keeps it on the down low, doesn't say much, and just kind of does his thing. And once he gets in his acting groove, that's when the real George Lopez comes out, and it's a good time to see him act.
Can I speak to that for a second, Joseph?
Sure, go ahead.
What was really exciting about George, now I should tell you that the part that he plays, which is a character named Christian, it was actually written for a 24-year-old white guy, like a cocky, young, white car salesman. And I honestly don't know exactly how I got it in my head that I wanted George Lopez to play a 24-year-old white guy. But I know part of that was informed by the fact that we had an amazing, inspiring casting director named John Jackson, who happens to be an ASU alum. And that's the only reason he would do a tiny little project like this. John Jackson is the casting director for all of Alexander Payne's movies, Sideways, Election, The Descendants, Nebraska. And what is signature about John is that he came up in locals casting. So he has this incredible ability to pick local actors, which he did on Car Dogs. But he also is this great outside-the-box thinker. Like, if you'll think about Sideways for a second, you know, who would have really thought that, you know, the guy to play the, you know, somewhat, you know, sexually addicted ex-TV star, right, that is the character in Sideways, should be played by the funny guy from Wings? right?
Yeah.
It's just like very, very smart, shrewd, outside-the-box casting. And he did the same thing in Sideways. And the famous story about John is that George Clooney, who of course was eventually cast in The Descendants, George Clooney wanted to play that part in Sideways, and John basically said, I don't know. I just don't know if I buy that George Clooney could be an ex-TV star. So John really had inspired me to think outside the box as far as this casting is concerned. And I remember having the conversation with George and saying, George, this was written for a 24-year-old white kid, right? And he was like, I just didn't even think about it. And both George and I recognized that this was an opportunity to highlight a side of George Lopez's talents that nobody has seen before. It's a really unique look at a actor, comedian that so many millions of people love. He really brings something very, very special. I think George Lopez fans and others are going to be very excited, delighted, and surprised by his performance.
Yeah, he does an excellent job in the film. And, again, Josh Hopkins, I know him from Cougar Town. I know him as Dimeyes, I guess, from Cougar Town. But, he's the runaway winner from this film in terms of the actors. A guy that you will absolutely love to hate. Any stories about Josh Hopkins, anyone? I mean, did anyone want to punch him in the face?
Well, I will just very quickly say that Josh is a huge champion of this film. I introduced Josh to the writer way back when I met Mark, when I thought Josh could maybe play the lead, but he got older and wasn't right, and he said, look, let me play the villain. I'd have more fun playing the villain. And he's actually a executive producer on the film, huge champion. I'm biased about Josh because he was a freshman when I was a high school senior. But I think that guy is talented beyond belief.
Yes, I agree. And again, Nia Vardalos, who does not love My Big Fat Greek Wedding? And, I've been a huge fan of hers. I actually had a quail when I was younger, and I named my quail Nia, because of Nia Vardalos. So, that's my little...
Do you think that's funny? He has a pet duck.
Named Frozen.
Named Frozen.
After
so
the horror
he
movie
really
Frozen.
Does.
Yeah, and a cat named You Are Next. But anyway, Car Dogs, again, let me remind our listeners, it's screening 7:10 p.m. Tuesday. Everyone needs to go and check it out. Let's pack the theater. Who's going to be there? Adam, will you be there?
I will be there for sure, and David will be there. We're going to have some of our students representing, and we're very, very hopeful, but I cannot confirm that one of our magnificent cast is going to be there as well. I think if I was a betting man, I would bet on it, but I can't confirm it at this moment in time.
Okay, so basically, you're telling people, if you want a chance to meet someone really awesome, buy a ticket, right?
Yeah, we'd love it. And well, the other piece of this is it's looking like this thing's going to sell out, so people should go try to get their tickets fast. And if we see that there's a lot of demand for the movie, then we'll figure out a way to have another screening.
Oh, excellent, excellent. And, we're going to keep in touch with you because we're disappointed that, Adam, you weren't able to join us in studio today. We're glad that someone was. But, Adam, we hope that you keep in touch with us as this film progresses. Is there a distribution at all worked out yet?
Yeah, well, so we are just now beginning to expose the project to distributors, and we are applying a different approach to distribution. And this is kind of sort of a longer story. It might be worth our having a conversation on this. The Car Dogs business plan was built on a six-month, six-person study that I led at UCLA Anderson, the business school at UCLA, that was focused on new business models for independent film, specifically on risk-reward profiles for independent films. And so we have in addition to creating this kind of one-of-a-kind new feature film internship program, the business model and the distribution model for our film is very innovative as well.
Excellent, excellent. Well, so you know you're going to continue to keep in touch with us, and eventually you'll be in studio with us, and you'll bring Nia so I can meet her as well, right?
Oh yeah, man. You know, and I want to give a quick shout out to Stephanie Epstein for thinking. You would think that I was the one who thought of Nia because I'm 100% Greek, but it was actually producer Stephanie Epstein who had that brilliant choice. And we love KPHX, man. And I just want to do a shout out to my friend Jose Molina, and it's just awesome to be on the show.
Oh, absolutely. We're honored to have you. Again, Adam Collis, Car Dogs, and in-studio David Burchell, co-producer of the film, interns Ashley Petros and Nick Smith. You know, any parting words from anyone here in the studio?
Or, Dave, yeah. what's the Facebook page?
Yeah, you can go to facebook.com/cardogs. The Facebook page has really been blown up recently, and you'll see a lot more content up there. And especially since it's looking like this screening is about to sell out, you can figure out where you can catch out the movie, where you can catch the movie in Phoenix very soon.
Excellent, excellent. Well, everyone needs to do that. Again, it's screening 7:10 p.m. Tuesday. The movie is called Car Dogs. Go out there to the Phoenix Film Festival. Harken Scottsdale 101. Get your ticket today. It's Saturday. If it's not already sold out, you know, I don't know. Yeah, get in touch on Facebook. Tell them you want another screening. Yeah. So.
Awesome, man. Hey, thank you so much, guys. We're really honored to be on the show.
We're glad that you were able to join us, Adam, and I'm sure that we're going to have you in studio very, very soon.